At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome inside Hour 2. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes this morning. Happy Friday. Coming up later on this hour, we got Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback, stopping by. He's got some big-time NFL news he's going to bring to us. Thanks to Amy Dash for stopping by last hour, talking about the Trevor Bauer situation with us. And, you know, Rob, it's funny. I just got a text from Amy that said, oh, my God, you guys and Rob gave me the idea for a great show and a great show segment. And I said, what's that? She goes, we do a segment, you know, you do a segment where you, where you know, two people are debating and co-hosting, and I come in and judge, and I judge it on what kind of argument you make as a lawyer. And I'm going, in 1 hour, we went from Rob Parker talking about how he was a shoe salesman in high school, and now we're all the way to, hey, you know, Rob Parker, legal dream. Like, you and I, we can wear the big wigs, and we can, you know, have the mallets and stuff. We could do that.
Do we have to have brown teeth, too, if we wear the wigs, you know, from England? I'm just saying.
Wooden teeth, like George Washington,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, the wooden teeth.
I said that the best part about wooden teeth is at least you always have a toothpick by. That's close true. By, you know?
But I could just see that, like, you know, like with the big wigs and stuff on, and we're banging the gavels when it's one of our turn to talk and say things. And it doesn't need to always be something that's a very serious and sobering topic about stuff. It could be just fun stuff, too. And we're banging the gavels, and we're going back and forth. You're out of order. You're out of order. Every time you run a cliche, a big movie line from a movie, you get extra points. Like, you run a line from A Few Good Men, it's worth 10 points in your argument. I got to write this down. That's an idea. That's
sounds
a show
like,
right
like an idea. And I do want to say, in the third hour of the Dan Patrick Show, I wrote a column for Deadspin, and hopefully we'll get to it and talk about it a little bit. Tom Brady's son is a ball boy for the Bucks, and guess who doesn't think it's the greatest idea in the world? Yours truly, Jason Smith. So we will talk about that as well.
Okay, just give me a teaser here on this before we get to LeBron. why does it matter if Tom Brady's kid is a ball boy or not?
One of the biggest problems in the NFL is nepotism. And while you'll look at this and not think it's the biggest deal in the world, this is how Todd Haley became a NFL head coach without ever playing football past the youth level, because his dad had power and was in the league. And that's the problem, nepotism. So it's not so much about Brady's kid, but this is where nepotism grows in that league. And we'll talk about it in the final hour.
Wow, Rob Parker does
some
not
deep
want
stuff.
That.
Come
so,
on, man.
You're so anti Tom Brady. I don't even want his kid having a job in the NFL.
When you hear Jason, when you get a chance to skim through that and you read some of the details about the nepotism and this is why the league is 75% black and it's so hard for black people to get jobs in that league because they hire their family and friends more so than people who are qualified who've played the game. And it's a serious topic. It really is. So we'll get to that in the third hour.
All right, very good. And remember, Tom Brady's son, his name is John Edward Thomas, J-E-T.
I thought Jack, isn't it?
Well, Jack, but it's John. It doesn't matter. But his initials are J-E-T. So this might be a deal where the Patriots won all the Super Bowls, but eventually the Jets get the rights to his oldest son. Oh, so he will come play for the Jets, be the quarterback soon. So he's 13. He got another 8 years to go before we get Tom Brady's kid playing quarterback for us. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Now, someone who's not feeling good is LeBron James. There was a big poll that went out from ESPN earlier this offseason, and they talked to 10 different NBA scouts and executives and said, hey, who do you think the best player is in the NBA? Of those 10, zero voted for LeBron James. Rob Parker was not asked to be part of this poll. Zero of them voted for LeBron James. The five votes were split evenly between Giannis and KD. No votes for LeBron, who saw this story get reported. He puts out on social media, thank you, as if I didn't need more to gas me up. Hashtag washed king. So this is another instance of LeBron going, okay, you didn't like Russell Westbrook coming. You didn't like this. You know, it's all fuel for us. We're ready to go. Oh, now this is more fuel for me. And now LeBron is going to use this to motivate him during the season. I don't know who's got to break this to LeBron. As great as he still is, Rob, and doing things at 36 and still being a dominant-type player, reinventing himself as the main ball handler for the Lakers, winning a championship there. I mean, it's amazing what he's accomplished. But I don't know that there's anybody that walks around and still thinks LeBron is the best player in the league or he's even still in the top two or the top three of the league.
No doubt about it. And for him to be all worked up and get his panties in a bunch. Oh, I can't believe they didn't say I'm the great. Dude, this is year 19. Hello, Jason. Is this microphone on? LeBron's been hurt two of the last 3 years in L.A. Am I lying? Am I making that up? He's been hurt two of the three years. Guess what year he wasn't hurt? The year they had 4 months off because of the pandemic. That was a year he didn't get hurt. How in the world can he sit there and not think that KD, who if he wore a size 14 instead of a 17, would have eliminated the Bucks in the playoffs? Remember with that ill-fated three that would have won the game instead of sending it into overtime? And, Giannis just won an NBA Finals and got over his bugaboo hitting 17 out of 19 free throws to close out the championship. So, no, he's not the best player. Those two guys clearly are better, and I can understand why people voted for either one. I would take KD because, to me, Jason, it would come down to if you need a basket at the end, who would you feel more comfortable getting it, KD or Giannis? I'm going with KD.
Yeah, KD would get you, and he's clear. Look, these guys are both honestly, and this is the interesting part about this topic, is that both of these guys and other guys I would take ahead of LeBron are all basically LeBron at different phases of his career, right? Like Giannis right now, he's Heat LeBron. Right? Like he's LeBron. Like he came in because Giannis is really LeBron light. Like here's a guy that came in, all kinds of physical talent. He's in a smaller market. Can he put it all together? Can you get all the right ingredients around him? And you had enough right ingredients in a year in which, look, every star player got hurt. So got to take that with a grain of salt. But here's Giannis who finally breaks through, just like LeBron broke through when he won the title with the Heat. And KD is like post Cavs LeBron, where, okay, I've done everything, and now I can go do whatever I want to do the rest of my career, right? I was the best player in the league for a while. I finally went. I validated myself by winning titles. I won. Was in three finals. I won twice. I was the finals MVP in both of them. Now I can go do what I want to. He goes to the Nets. I'm now the best Olympic player in basketball history after leading the team to the gold medal a couple of weeks ago. So it's like they're both in certain LeBron-type parts of their career where Giannis is Heat LeBron, KD is post-Cavs LeBron. But the bottom line is both of these guys, and I'll give you some other guys in a couple minutes, are both just more dynamic than LeBron is now, right? Like LeBron is still a fantastic player, right? Still one of the top players in the league. But he's not a guy that's going to go 40, 17, and 12 anymore like he used to in his peak, like we've seen KD do and like Giannis does on an almost regular basis, right? Whenever it came down to, all right, well, we know LeBron can just take this game over and on a night where it's not going well for his team or it's a playoff night where, you know, the bench isn't coming through and the other starters are missing. It's one of the, okay, this is where I got to go 40, 15, and 12. He doesn't do that anymore. He just can't. And with the Lakers, what are you seeing now? They bring him in to win. Okay, LeBron coming in wasn't enough. Let's add one of the best players in the league in AD. So Anthony Davis comes in. They win a title. Last year, they're both hurt. It doesn't work. What happens now? Let's add another big-time, strong, ball-dominant player in Russell Westbrook. So the more you can't say, oh, LeBron is still great, but it's the more great players that they keep having to add to LeBron now. So, I mean, I get that he's using this as motivation, but this is something that seems like it's pretty evident to everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you, and the Lakers know it. And when you sign up for LeBron, you know you're going to gut your team and do whatever you can to try to win because his window keeps closing. But LeBron, every time he makes these proclamations and, like, he pushes back on NBA America and you'll pay for this and this will be my motivation, he doesn't win. We've heard these before, you know? The Miami, not two, not three, not four, not, you remember that? It didn't happen. A couple years ago when he came back from his injury with the Lakers and he had all the young guys and he's like, hey, playoff mode activated. You remember that? And then they lost to like the Bulls and the Knicks and all these bad teams and didn't make the playoffs. So I've seen this act by LeBron and it doesn't always work. Most of the time it doesn't work. And he doesn't have to – why does he even have to feel compelled to do that? Go out and play. So what if other people don't like your roster? Go out and play and make it happen. And if you do, then you could say, hey, you were wrong. But if not, I don't think you'll bring it up and go, hey, you know what? When you guys said that this team was old and that Russell Westbrook doesn't fit and whatever, you were right. Have we ever heard that stuff? We ever heard a player do that? Never. That the only time they say something is when it works out in their favor, but I've never yet heard a player go, you know what, you were right. That team we put together in Miami, we didn't win seven championships in a row like I thought. We only won two out of four, and if it wasn't for Ray Allen saving our bacon in one of those, we would have been 1-3.
Yeah, but still, that was a success. I mean,
that was a failure. That was
Are you kidding?
That was
they went to four straight finals and won two.
It's not about going. Jason, are you trying to get in the Playboy Mansion or stand out front? Which one are you doing?
Okay, I got in four times and I had a great time twice. I'd take that. I'm trying to get in.
I mean, is Marv Levy the greatest NFL coach? You went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Is that Marv Levy was a success in Buffalo?
Going to the Super Bowl?
Yes or no?
Yes, that's a success. Going to the Super Bowl?
No, it's not. Losing four Super Bowls in a row is dubious. That ain't a success.
Okay, but
ask people in Buffalo.
But the Heat won twice. How is that not a success? You go
to
four finals in a row and win twice?
They had the best team easily. How did they lose to a Dallas team with one star? Go look at the also-rans that were on that team. They should have beat Dallas. You know they should have.
And should they have won more? Yeah, but I can't sit back and say a team that won two out of four finals is a failure. In what world is that a failure for anybody? Any team that goes to four finals in any sport and wins two? If the Patriots go to four straight Super Bowls under Cam Newton right now, right? You like Cam for the starting job. If they go to four straight Super Bowls and win two, is that a failure?
No, because it wasn't the assembly. LeBron put together a super team of three players drafted in the same draft and demolished the Eastern Conference and had it all set up for him. When he was on that stage, Jason, talking about not two, not three, he meant it. They really believed they were going to win all these championships because they have had stacked the deck in his favor. Everybody knows that, and it didn't turn out. He didn't do anything special. Winning three in a row like Shaq and Kobe and a couple other teams, that would have put them in special air. Winning two out of four did not separate them from the pack. That's why I'm saying for the standards that were set and the players assembled, it was a failure. It didn't work to be what people thought it would be.
All right, well then how do you hate Tom Brady then? The guy's got seven rings.
I don't hate Tom Brady.
How do you say he's got seven rings? All he's done is win. Okay, he's lost twice, but he's won seven out of ten. How is that then?
Tom Brady's the most accomplished quarterback in the NFL. My point is, he hasn't won. They give him credit as if he's won every Super Bowl and it's all about him. You know, the early Super Bowls were about defense and about Adam Vinatieri. And yes, has he played well in spots? When they beat the Rams a couple years ago, Tom Brady didn't throw any touchdowns in that game. So let's not make it like Tom Brady's the reason that they always win. He's been on the team and he's been a big contributor, but he's not the only reason. When that defense shut down the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, and held them to 13 points or whatever it was in the Super Bowl, that was unbelievable. Or when the defense shut out the Falcons, who were up 28-3, shut them out in the second half. Those are things that changed the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. And he lost to Eli Manning twice. How could you be the GOAT if Eli beat you twice?
He's got four Super Bowl MVPs. He was the MVP in four of those games. Four times he was. I mean, and how does he go from, if it's all the Patriots, he leaves them, they go under 500, the new team he goes to wins a Super Bowl.
Was that defense unbelievable? Did you watch Tom Brady in the second half of the Green Bay Packers game?
It was rough, yes. It was rough.
Okay.
You're talking about one half of
football. The defense held Patrick Mahomes to 0 points in a Super Bowl, and you're going to tell me it's all about Tom Brady?
But I'm asking you. If he's the common ingredient in all these wins, how can you not give him the credit for being that great?
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve some credit, not all credit. That's all I'm saying, Jason. Not all the credit.
All right, let me bring it back to a super team then. Okay, so if it's about a team, the Dodgers won the World Series a year ago, right? Okay, let's just say now because they're the team that's assembled. They're assembled to win. They get all the players. They make the trade for Trey Turner. They make the big deal for him and Max Scherzer. If the Dodgers go to the next four World Series and they win two out of four, is that a failure?
No, because they hadn't won in 30 years. No. The LeBron situation is totally different. The Dodgers hadn't won since 1988. So now, if they were to win, I don't look at it as a failure. But I'm not going to sit here and glorify what the Miami Heat did when they were supposed to win. They had the team. LeBron went to 8 straight NBA Finals. You think that going is enough and not winning? LeBron James has lost more NBA Finals than any other former regular season MVP in the history of the NBA. I don't want to hang my hat on that.
But he's won four. I mean, he's not Marv Levy. You know, the guy. If the guy didn't win, I'd say, okay, you know, yeah, the guy gets there, but there's got to be something as a reason why he can't win. But if you go more, say you lose more times than you won, that's okay, but he still won four.
No one's saying he's not a great player. Jason, I don't want you to think I'm saying that. He's won four championships. Obviously, he's ranked for me the second greatest player. He has a lot of numbers. It's hard to deny. He could wind up being the all-time leading scorer. There's a lot of things that he did. But when I look at some of the greats to me, and I look at GOATs, I look at Michael Jordan. I look at Joe Montana. Those guys, to me, resonate more when you talk about excellence in the big moments.
So the going to a finals is very little value for you. If either you go and you win and getting there doesn't matter.
No, because you can, if you tell me going there 10 years in a row and not winning doesn't do anything for me.
Okay,
it's about winning. I always
say
sports has a short menu.
But all these guys have won.
No, but Marv Levy's a Hall of Fame coach, and you're telling me that that was a success in Buffalo? I don't know how losing four in a row, forget about going four times in a 40-year career, but losing four in a row is a success? I don't see it that way.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker, FS1, the Dan Patrick
Rob
Show.
Parker. I'm feisty this morning on a Friday.
You are feisty, man. Listen, hey, our guest last hour said you could be a lawyer, like, without a law degree. So, I mean, I get where you're all fired up, but, man, we'll have more on LeBron coming up. But straight ahead, hey, Albert Breer stops by, Monday morning quarterback. Boy, does he have a couple of big takes for the NFL as we get into a big week two in the preseason. Who could take over for Bill Belichick when he leaves New England? Oh, surprise name is there and more. That's coming up next right here on Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes today. We'll have more on LeBron coming up in a bit. We had a big conversation with him a few minutes ago. Rob and I on completely opposite sides of what it means to be successful in sports. But then again, look, Rob was made a lawyer last hour by Fox Sports Radio legal analyst Amy Dash. So, Rob, yes. I completely understand that.
And you know what? I'm the lawyer. I'm Perry Mason and you're Hamilton Burger. So I've been beating you like a drum. Hamilton Burger. Everybody's got to Google that. Who's Hamilton Burger?
Could you give me another reference that's maybe from this century?
I can't. Could you at least
give me a few good men? I'm Tom Cruise, you're Kevin Bacon, right? That's how it is. You lost. You went all in on Jessup. Jessup ordered the code red, so now you lose. I mean, at least give me something from the last couple of years.
I can't. Come on, that's a great name. Is it not Hamilton Burger? Come on.
Burger. No, Hamilton Burger's a great name. Hamilton Burger, let's see. Hamilton Burger, every picture of him is from black and white video on Perry Mason. That's every picture of Hamilton Burger.
Unbelievable.
So we got Albert Breer coming up in a couple minutes. He's got some big stuff NFL-wise, making a lot of headlines with one name in particular that could succeed Bill Belichick as the head coach in New England. But more immediate, last night we saw the Patriots, both quarterbacks play well. Cam Newton played well. Mac Jones played well. They beat the Eagles 35-0. And, you know, we've talked about Cam. We're going to talk about Cam with Albert Breer. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Rob, coming off that last game last night with the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts missed the game with a stomach ailment. You know, look, when you first hear an illness and you're missing a game, you think COVID. No, it was a stomach ailment for him. He's going to be away from the team for a couple of days, and then he'll be back at practice. So things look to be good for him. But I know it's the preseason, and I know they didn't play a lot of their starters, but boy, this Eagles team, you know, watching them play and seeing where they're at, Jalen Hurts may wind up having, you know, a pretty good year statistically, but if you're talking about a team that could compete for the number one overall pick in the draft with the Texans, it's the Eagles, man. I mean, look, again, I get it. It's the preseason, but they don't have a lot of talent. They seem to not even know what kind of direction they want to go in. They want to be in it for Deshaun Watson if he becomes available. So if I'm saying, okay, who's going to battle it out for that number one pick in the draft? Yeah, the Texans clearly, because they're starting over. And I put the Eagles up there, too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's going to be bad. That division is wide. If the Cowboys don't win the division, McCarthy can't stick around. And I mean, it's on the platter. I know Dak is banged up, but look at the division and what's there. And Philadelphia, I just don't know what to expect. I don't expect good things. I think they're still they like Jalen Hurts. I know that. But I'm not so sure that they're totally sold, Jason. Are you? I mean, I think if they could get Deshaun Watson or somebody else, they would make a move.
Yeah, and it's weird because when he was in – when he's in the lineup last year for those three-ish games – he put a lot of points on the board. He put a lot of offense on the board. And I feel like they're really like, hey, we're going to make him earn it this year. And it's like the guy played pretty well. And you put him in an impossible situation. You benched him at the end of the last regular season game. Remember that? Because they wanted to improve their draft position for next year. So we're going to take him out of a game that we can win that would affect the playoff chase. And I just don't get all the things. They're making him earn it this year with the Eagles. And it's really, really weird because I don't know why they're not behind a guy. Because you drafted him for this reason. You drafted him in the second round.
Right, and then finally the spot opens up, right? You get rid of Carson Wentz, and they don't seem to be all in like they should be. There's something there, and people watch guys in practice. And you know in the NFL, that's how you get your jobs, right? You got to be able to practice. People need to see what you can do, and there's something that's missing. It's got to be, because they should be all in, and it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, any other team in the NFL, if you had a guy that you took in the second round, right, you kick your starting quarterback who got you most of the way to a Super Bowl to the curb. And I get it. Carson Wentz was on a down was on a downward tick, and he needed to be able to get to a new destination. But this is why you drafted him, right? You draft as soon as they draft, like we had Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts drafted, bang, bang, and it was okay. Hey, they want to get rid of Aaron Rodgers, so they drafted Jordan Love. At some point, it's going to be his gig. They drafted Jalen Hurts. Somehow, it's going to be his gig. And yeah, you had a coaching change, but still, it's not like when he went in the game last year, he was Josh Rosen. You know what I mean? He played in games like, wow, the guy ran for 75 yards in a game, still threw for a couple hundred yards and some scores. I really don't get it with him. Joining us now on the hotline for more on the NFL, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist for Monday Morning Quarterback. It's Albert Breer. You can follow him on Twitter at Albert Breer. Good morning, Albert. How's it going?
What's happening?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're and we're fighting already, so it's a good day.
we were fighting
hopefully I can instigate some more of that.
We were fighting over which of your tweets we liked the most.
There's a lot of contenders, so I don't blame you guys.
How's your training camp tours going?
It's good. I mean, it's close to over now. I mean, I try to get to as many teams as I can. Really, like, the value in it for me is just seeing people. So I've gotten through 21 teams. I'll see a few more next week. But for the most part, it's over, and it's been good. It's always good to get out there and kind of get, I think, the temperature for the league and lots of interesting conversations. And planning it is actually an enormous pain. And the logistics of it, I've become like an expert on, making those puzzle pieces fit together. But it's definitely worth it in the end.
To help me out in New England, I think Cam should start. If he's not starting, why would he even be on that team? And I think Mac Jones's day will come. But I think with all the moves the Patriots made, a lot of guys, four or five starters were missing from COVID last year. They still won seven games. I would start Cam. See if this team has any legs, if he has anything left. And then if not, you make that move. I don't see it the other way. How do you see it, Albert?
I think there are two pieces of nuance here that I think a lot of people are missing. The first thing is first-round quarterbacks normally go to bad teams more often than not for obvious reasons. And this year, that's not really the case. Yes, the Jaguars and the Jets, are rebuilding, and they'll be going with their guys from the start. But if you look at the other three teams, the Bears, the Niners, and the Patriots, all three of those teams have been in the playoffs recently. Two of those three teams have been in the Super Bowl recently. So the dynamic's a little different in those three spots because of that. And then I think the other thing that you sort of have to pay attention to, notwithstanding what happened in Miami last year, normally if you put your first-round quarterback on the field, that's it. You're not going back, And so I think that that's an important piece of nuance to set this up too, and that if they go with Cam, they can switch to Mac. If they start with Mac, I think chances are you got to ride it out. All the ups and downs that you might have to go through with a rookie quarterback. So that's why I think you're probably right, Rob, that they give it a shot with Cam and see what it looks like. And Cam, to his credit, looked better last night. I thought his presence in the pocket was much improved. And I don't know what happened over the last week, but it looked a lot better. I think the real question with Cam is going to be what he's got left as a runner. And I think it's a real question because nobody's played the position the way he's played it for as long as he's played it. And his body's taken a lot of abuse. And so the Patriots aren't going to put him out there and have him running around in the preseason. So my guess is we don't get answers on it until we get to the regular season. But if he can be the runner, something close to the runner that he was in Carolina, and I think it's a real question whether or not he can do that, then I think you're talking about a guy who can juice an already really good running game and looks like he's, better as a passer than he was last year. And you give that a shot, like you said, and if it doesn't work, then I think you've got a young quarterback in Mac who you've at least given a few weeks to kind of digest the offense a little bit and adjust the NFL a little bit more. And there's less of a chance that you're going to go through, in that scenario, an elongated, bumpy period. So I look at the whole thing, and I just think, you know, for all three of the teams that have, that took quarterbacks after the first two, there's a likelihood that they start the season with the veteran, knowing that the escape hatch of going to the rookie is going to be there for them.
All right, Albert, elsewhere in New England, you know, a lot of headlines made this week. You talked about some potential successors to Bill Belichick in New England, and you had the name Bill O'Brien come up, and it was, oh, my goodness, Bill O'Brien, he would get there and trade everybody. When you look at what's next for the Patriots, like, how feasible would it be for Bill O'Brien? Would he be at the top of the list? Take us through that a bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's what I would say. I start here. I don't think Bill Belichick is going anywhere for a while. Like, so I think it's going to be a few years before this is a serious question that we have to answer. Here's the other thing. Would Bill O'Brien be a bigger reclamation project now than Bill Belichick was in 2000? I mean, it's easy to forget, like, what Bill Belichick's reputation was coming out of Cleveland. And even, you know, as he started to rebuild his stock as an assistant with the Patriots and then the Jets, there were questions, you know, is he really a head coach? Can he manage an entire team? Everybody knew he was a great defensive coach, but there were a lot of questions about that. You know, and so, you know, I think what that, the decision to hire him in 2000 came down to was Patriots ownership having real faith that he was the right guy. And I know they think very highly of Bill O'Brien. I think Bill O'Brien's really smart. Bill O'Brien won with some mediocre quarterbacks before they got Deshaun Watson, you know, and then helped develop Deshaun Watson. And, you know, I think if you look at his track record, just as a coach, and like, let's take the other part out of it. Just as a coach, I think he's been pretty good. And now he's going to go coach for Nick Saban in Alabama. So, you know, I just look at, like, the different pieces here. And, yeah, he made some really questionable personnel decisions. There's no defending that. If you just look at him as a coach in a vacuum, like, his track record is a lot better than a lot of other people's, including, you know, what I think Bill Belichick's track record was back in 2000. So the idea he could resurface as an NFL head coach isn't crazy to me at all. And I do think that there are still people in New England who've worked with him who have belief in him.
Hey, Albert, I want to ask you about Sean McVay, because he has loaded up the Matthew Stafford basket and just ran it and raved. He's the Messiah. And they better go to a Super Bowl. Jason, we're talking about failure. I mean, the talk about Matthew Stafford and what Sean has done, has he put a lot of pressure on Stafford? Because anything less than going to a Super Bowl will not get it done for the Rams, because he's been made out to be the missing piece. This is a guy who's played 12 years, and I watched Matthew Stafford from day one, as you know, in Detroit for a long time, but who hasn't won a playoff game or a division in 12 years in the NFL. Are we going to find out about Matthew Stafford and about Sean McVay?
I mean, there's pressure on everybody there, don't you think? You know, I mean, like, I look at the roster and kind of where they're at. They don't have first-round picks for the next 2 years. And if you look at the core, the guys who've sort of made up the top level of that roster, you know, it's Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Andrew Whitworth, Matthew Stafford. All of those guys are either right in the heart of the prime of their careers or on the back end, right? So you look at that, yeah, it's to the fact, you know, structured their salary cap in a win-now sort of way, and they've sold off some of their future draft picks to make this roster what it is. You know, I think that a lot of pressure on everyone in that building, and Stafford's part of that, you know. So it's a team that's kind of invested very much in the here and the now. That doesn't mean they don't have a prep plan for tomorrow, but they're very, very invested in the here and now. And, you know, I think, you know, Sean, as much as anything else, is very cognizant of the psychology of his team. And, you know, I think he's preparing them for what's coming. And what's coming is there's going to be pressure on you to win. And, you know, for the first time in a while, like, that franchise, like, they may be in the spot that, you know, like, say, like a New England or a Pittsburgh or one of those, you know, one of those sorts of teams has been in for a long time, which is, you lose a couple of games in a row and the sky's falling, you know? Yep. So I think one of the reasons why Sean's, you know, talking the way he is, in addition to being really, really confident in the group, I think it's to prepare them for what's ahead. And what's ahead for them is, you know, a lot of pressure on them to win right now based on the construct of their roster.
Albert Breer with us here on the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan today. Albert, I know you were just at Bucks camp. Did you see the Antonio Brown situation, the helmet yank and the punch?
I actually, unfortunately, as fan of, I like camp fights. I'm not like the coaches poo-pooing it. I have a great time out there watching those. So unfortunately, I actually was there the wrong day. I think Thursday, and I was there on Wednesday, so I just missed it by a day.
All right. Well, with all the fallout of that,
you guys are in the media too. Everybody loves a good camp fight, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it breaks up. When's that first camp? Okay, now we can talk about it. You know, seeing what you were able to glean there, you know, as far as Antonio Brown went, fight notwithstanding, you said he looks like he's really hitting his stride and playing well. And the Patriots may be not one of those teams where, hey, they got to the top of the mountain this year, they're coming down. You think maybe they got another gear in them for this season?
Yeah, and I know like that they feel like, you know, there's a lot of things that came together at the end of last year that might have another step in them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the way the pieces on the offensive line came together, the way the they had a lot of new pieces last year. They were, you know, playing some young guys in key spots. And, you know, I think having gone through the experience of last year for them and seeing where at the end of November, you know, and that was a team, like, we were all asking questions about them before they really took off. And so, you know, I think rightfully so, like, they look at it and say to themselves, we were just kind of hitting our stride when we got in a roll and won the Super Bowl. And, you know, if you look around at the roster and the age of some of the guys in the roster, now they're older guys too, and, you know, you got to monitor that. But, you know, I think that they feel like their older guys can maintain. If their older guys can maintain, there are a group of young players that really could help kind of that group find another gear. And so it was really interesting watching and talking to them about the way, you know, and it's not just Brady, but like JPP on defense, the way guys that are there that have won championships are kind of regulating that place right now and making sure that no one gets complacent. And I mean, the way that the veteran players have like kind of their foot on the throat of the young players to make sure nothing slips, it's a really, really impressive operation right now. And again, like, you know, we're only going to get to see it for another 2 or 3 years because of the age of some of the guys on the roster. But I mean, for right now, I mean, it looks like a machine, you know. And I just go ahead,
Albert. They were 7-5 and they got it going. Were bad teams that they played. I mean, go look at the end of the season when they got right, and then they got in the playoffs and things worked out for them and they won. I'm not going to take that away.
Well, they beat the Lions
a couple times, Atlanta. I mean, at the end, right, when Tom Brady put up, go look at who they beat the last five games.
And
it wasn't impressive.
Rob, I understand that. I understand that, but you only play who you're playing, and they felt like they were starting to play really well. And, like, what do you see in the playoffs? Look who they beat in the playoffs.
Tom Brady threw three interceptions at Green Bay. Drew Brees threw three interceptions for New Orleans.
Here we go again.
I can just go on and on and on I'm ready to crown them. Like, they're going to run off three championships.
I mean, that was a really good Packers team, and Brady didn't play perfect in that Packers game. And I think Brady threw a couple interceptions of his own, and they were able to overcome that, you know?
All right, we need another time, Albert, so me and you can go at it. We don't have time. I got to get you on the Odd Couple. All right, thank you.
Hey, Rob, I got some homework for you. Look at the roster and find where there's a hole for me on that roster. Find where there's like a problem on that roster.
They got a good team, but they also beat the Chiefs, who had a decimated offensive line. Worked for them. That's
the
all.
The water boy is bad. I don't like the water boy.
They didn't just beat the Chiefs; they crushed the Chiefs. I mean, that was like. Like, that's the thing about it. Like, the offensive line thing is valid. I mean, like, that was the Chiefs' offensive line being what it was, not having their tackles for the Super Bowl. It's a major deal. Any team would suffer from that. That said, I mean, they kicked the Chiefs in the teeth. Like, that was like a beatdown, like the level of, I mean, like when I was growing up, like all the Super Bowls were bad games, right? Like that was like a late 80s, early 90s, like NFC on AFC style, like just beatdown.
He's on Twitter at Albert Breer. That is at Albert Breer. Albert, as always, thanks a bunch for stopping
by.
Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Albert Breer versus Rob Parker coming to an octagon near you. We got more football on the way, but straight ahead, you thought one evil empire was dead. Oh, no. Turns out they're just getting started. That's next, Fox.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan Patrick today. Now that the summer's in full swing, take advantage of it with a Traeger wood pellet grill, offering real wood-fired flavor and set-it-and-forget-it convenience. Traeger offers the perfect way to cook all summer. Grab one at your local dealer or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. That's TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to learn more. All right, Rob, so we'll get into your big Deadspin column coming up in a few minutes and your hatred of Tom Brady's kid.
No, I don't hate Tom Brady. Don't say that. Come on. Just because I'm not all in doesn't mean I hate the guy, all right?
But one thing is, and clearly this is something I didn't see coming. I was wrong about this. I thought we'd be talking about Aaron Boone being fired by this point and the Yankees completely going all in on 2022. But they won their seventh straight game last night. They're in the number one wild card position. They're five games out of first place. This Yankee team, we thought the evil empire was dead, but you know what? They decided to say blank that. They go get a couple of big power hitters that can, you know, get it up in the jet stream and use that short porch in right field.
How about that? Yeah, getting a couple left-handed hitters, Jason, at Yankee Stadium, which was a colossal mistake by Brian Cashman. I mean, how did they not have any left-handed hitters really in that lineup?
Yeah, you went through it where you said Mark Teixeira stayed an incredible hitter because he could use that short porch in right field. So, yeah, it is a big failure, but look, it's hard. When you have all these guys come up, you think they're all going to be stars, right? Like Aaron Judge is a star, Gleyber Torres is a star, Miguel Andujar is a star. Oh, they're all stars. Then it turns out, oh, no, maybe they're not all stars. But they make these two moves, and now suddenly here they are. Like I say, okay, can they slug their way to the World Series? Because once you get in the playoffs, starting pitching is not as big a deal because you have guys that go three, four innings, and then the Yankees' bullpen can take over, and suddenly the Yankees are a huge threat now. And really, there's stuff when I say I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I thought this is going to be the Yankees are going to be terrible. It's not a World Series team. And look how good they are, 18 games over 500 now.
No, I agree. I didn't see this coming. They seemed to be dead on arrival, like it had just gotten to the point where they couldn't score. And now we've seen them in high gear. Even think about this, Jason, as good as they've played and that heartbreaking loss, you know, in the Field of Dreams game in Iowa, right? And that didn't even, I mean, that was a heartbreaker, wasn't it? And it didn't derail them. They are really good. They went to Chicago after that and still beat up on the White Sox. And they're rolling. And I don't know. I don't know. Is first place out of reach? I'm not positive that first place is even out of reach because they made up about 10 games on the Red Sox in 2 or 3 weeks, which is like incredible. And the Red Sox are going the other way. I don't think the Red Sox are going to make the playoffs.
Oh, and this is something. Look, we've seen this. It goes this fast, right? The Mets gave away a 6-game lead. Now they're out by five,
and they're not making the playoffs.
15 days,
either. Right?
No, it's taken 15 days, and suddenly now they're catching up on the Rays. And luckily, the Rays have had kind of a hot streak, or the Yankees would have overtaken them. But I mean, the Yankees—they're a huge threat now. You look at these teams in the American League. Hey, who are you worried about? Yeah, the White Sox are great, but the Yankees are just about as good now. I mean, really, it's like it's gone from, boy, they're circling the drain to now it's like, I expect the Yankees not only to make the playoffs, but if they're not at least in the ALCS, something's wrong. This is the way they mash the baseball now.
No, I agree with you. That lineup is very potent, and if they get any kind of pitching, we know what their bullpen is. They can get five innings out of their starter and then go to and put together the bullpen inning by inning. They have a shot. I'm with you. The Yankees' fortunes have totally turned around.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Coming up next, Rob Parker's hatred of Tom Brady goes to a new level. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.